It's time for everyone's favorite... Well, it's what you listen to when nothing good is on TV. The Misadventures of Dave, brought to you by... SmashyClub.com.
This is a story of a guy named Dave. Yep, just Dave. A lazy, everyday American who is often found sitting on his couch in his underwear eating cheap potato chips and playing Pong. One day, Dave got off the couch to get some snacks. As he walked down the street, people passing by stared in absolute awe of the bed sores that covered him, almost like those freaks who get their entire body tattooed. Yeah, them. While he was walking near a hospital, his foot became stuck to the sidewalk due to some gum left there by a common jerk. As he struggled with getting free, senile Betty Sue, who was staying on the top floor of the hospital because she got clawed severely while trying to put her cat in the oven, decided it was a grand idea to randomly throw a bedpan out the window. The bedpan, full of an unidentified liquid, fell from the sky. Dave looked up from his stuck shoe, and the bedpan hit him straight in the forehead.
Ow.
And, insert scientific reasoning here, he suddenly gained an extremely powerful sense of smell, random moments of amnesia, and now he could fly. Wait, he could fly? Well, that doesn't seem right. How does that relate to getting hit in the head? Oh, well, big giant plot holes are the writer's problem, not the narrator's. Anyway, as things go, Dave decided for some personal reason to fight crime with these powers and even gained a sidekick, a 15-year-old, very nerdy, pale, white, nine-fingered boy with no superpower whatsoever. We'll call him Johnny. Let's watch now as they sit on the couch.
Look at those petals fly.
Oh, you are so going down.
How are you going to beat me at Pong? You don't have half your fingers.
But... I'm only missing one.
Either way, advantage, Dave.
Just then, Dave suddenly forgot what was going on due to that amnesia I was describing earlier.
What were we talking about? Something about soup?
We were talking about how you were gonna give me $50.
Really? Hey, wait, you're utilizing my amnestic condition in order to unjustly procure funds. Luckily, my wits were about me, and I saw through your devious plot to deplete me of my currency. I have half the mind to throw you in a vat of boiling chocolate.
Oh, you keep saying that, but I haven't seen it happen yet.
Hello?
Hey, Dave, it's the chief of police again. I've got a crime that could actually use your pathetic superpowers.
Does it pay in... anything?
Okay, how about the next time you steal an Atari cartridge from the video store, we won't bring you to jail. I mean, you can get one on eBay for like $2.
I know, but I keep spending all my money on food items with the face of famous religious figures on them.
All right. How about I give you, an Xbox 360?
And just then, Dave's eyes started to water as a chorus of angels started doing that high-pitched harmony you always hear. You know that thing that kind of sounds like the beginning of the Simpsons theme? That's it.
All right, I'll do it.
Then Dave went over to the Atari console and chucked it out the window.
What do you think you're doing?
Dude, I'm on speakerphone. Didn't you hear? 360?
Only if you complete the mission.
But, we're stupid.
The chief told Dave the mission. Word went around that a bad guy by the name of Bad Guy Man was planning to destroy the planet by planting the vilest stink bombs ever devised all across the globe. Because Dave could smell so well, maybe he could find those bombs in a mission the government titled Find the Frenchman's Armpit.
What are you smelling, Dave?
Ah, the usual putrid odor of this town. We're getting a lot of calls for this being an unlisted superhero-y number. Hello?
Hello, Dave. It's Bad Guy Man. I hear you're trying to stop my evil doings. Well, quit it!
No, I'm going to find you.
R-not.
R2.
R-not!
R2!
R-not to infinity!
R2 to infinity! Plus one!
Oh, blast it all! I just wanted to destroy the world with no hassle for no apparent reason to anyone but myself. Perhaps if someone just bothered to ask me, maybe they'd find out I had a bad childhood and all I really needed was to be loved. Or something like that.
All right. I'm gonna get you, Bad Guy Man.
That's Mr. Bad Guy Man to you, sir. And don't bother trying to find me, because I'm watching the show I've been waiting to see forever.
Ooh, what is it?
What do you care? The point is, do not come to 305 East Potato Street and disturb me.
Really? How did you get this number?
That's for me and my friend at the phone company to know, and for you to never find out.
So it was your friend at the phone company.
What? How did you know that?
Come now, Johnny. On we go to 305 East Potato Street to catch that bad guy. Man.
Now, how about we just blatantly procrastinate and do a montage of us to a really bad song that has nothing to do with the show, though no one listening to this will understand what exactly the montage is about, because this is audio and not video.
All right.
I like cake. I like cake a lot. I like cake.
I like cake.
I like cake a lot. I like cake.
I like cake.
I like cake a lot.
I like cake.
I like cake.
I like cake.
I like cake a lot.
I like cake.
I like cake.
I like cake.
I like cake a lot.
I like cake.
I like cake.
I like cake.
I like cake a lot. I like cake.
I like cake.
I like cake a lot.
Cake. But only on special occasions.
Wow, that montage sure was random. My favorite part is when I fought the dragon and saved Europe. Anyway, let's get that villainy guy.
Now Dave and Johnny are at the house of their arch nemesis, surprisingly knocking on the door very polite-like.
Hello, Dave? I told you not to interrupt me while I was watching Days of Our Limed Football.
An insanely slender, snow-colored man stands in the doorway in pink pajamas.
You're weird-looking.
Just then, bad guy man pulled out a jar with a very wet sock inside.
What's that?
This, Dave, is a normal cotton sock, drenched in 8 gallons of Rosie O'Donnell's horrible, disgusting sweat.
No! 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 Wait, how did you get the sweat?
Then bad guy man broke the jar on the ground and the stench went into Dave's nose. You see, for a normal person, this intense odor would merely make them vomit for several hours in disgust. But for a person with heightened smelling powers like Dave, it is quite deadly.
Oh, help me, Johnny.
Well, what do you want from me, man? I'm a sidekick. I'm just kind of here for teenage appeal. I never actually do anything significant.
All right, I forgot. I'm dying.
Oh, this is ridiculous. I know I'm the narrator and I'm not supposed to interact with the characters, but Dave, you stupid, stupid idiot, why don't you just fly away?
Why didn't I think of that? It is pretty obvious.
Then Dave flew away into the sky. Will he ever stop bad guy man? Can you believe this is going to end with another cliche radio cliffhanger ending? Find out on the next moderately exciting episode of The Misadventures of Dave. Wait, this show has just been canceled due to lack of interest. Coming up next, Dancing with Bears.